This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Australia says it's sending police, troops, and diplomats to the Solomon Islands to help after anti-government demonstrators defied lockdown orders and took to the streets for a second day in violent protests. Prime Minister Vanessa Sogothere had declared the lockdown Wednesday after about 1,000 people gathered in protests in the capital, Honiara, demanding his resignation over a host of domestic issues. The protesters breached the National Parliament building and burned the thatched roof of a building nearby, the government says. They also set fire to a police station and other buildings. The first contingent from Australia was due to arrive Thursday night. The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force urged people attending schools and businesses around Honiara to stay home to avoid being affected by the unrest. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday reportedly joined the front line where government forces are battling rebels from the Tigray region, prompting U.S.-led international calls for a diplomatic solution and an immediate ceasefire to the conflict. The fighting in the north of Africa's second most populous country has killed thousands of people and forced hundreds of thousands into famine-like conditions. It was not clear whether Abe, a former radio operator in the military who rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel, had deployed. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. With the Northern Hemisphere heading into winter and COVID-19 cases on the rise across Europe and North America, political leaders from Washington to Brussels are struggling to persuade a pandemic-weary public to get vaccinated against the disease that has killed more than 5 million people and sickened hundreds of millions around the world. In the United States, a high-profile push by President Joe Biden to force all businesses with more than 100 employees to require workers to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing is snarled in court challenges. Across Europe this week, protests, some violent, flared as various governments announced that they would implement stricter measures to combat the disease, including many that limit the ability of unvaccinated people to take an active part in public life. According to Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center, nearly 7.5 billion doses of vaccine have been administered since shots became available. Those doses have not been spread evenly around the world. The bulk of the vaccines have been purchased by wealthy countries like the United States and much of Europe. The United States has projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. However, health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. In other words, what the coronavirus has in store for the U.S. depends on human behavior. Lauren Ansel Myers, the director of the University of Texas COVID-19 Modeling Consortium, said behavior is really going to determine if, when, and how substantially the current wave subsides. Japan has suspended use of more than 1.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine after contamination was found in unused vials. The health minister says contamination was reported from multiple vaccination sites. Officials say some doses might have administered but have no adverse effect. Health effects have been reported so far. Takeda Pharmaceutical Company, a Japanese drug maker in charge of sales and distribution of the vaccine in Japan, says it decided to suspend use of doses manufactured in the same production line as a safety precaution. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.